This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The attorney for the family of Jaehee McMath says the teenage girl is in very bad shape following the 3 weeks of starvation and medical neglect at Children's Hospital in Oakland while the family was locked in battle over her fate. She was released from that hospital Sunday night. MSNBC is calling a group of nuns that work with the poor and won't pay for contraception a threat. The Little Sisters of the Poor are spiritually very close and are very close friends with another order of nuns, the one founded by Mother Teresa of Calcutta. MSNBC's Alex Wagner called them a threat to the nation's health care law. This is Life News Radio. How do you change a culture which accepts abortion, the killing of unborn children, into a culture which no longer needs such eugenic practice? There are just a few key ways. The spiritual exercises like prayer and fasting, political exercises, and public demonstrations of discontent. In Washington, D.C., in San Francisco, at state capitals, and in local communities, there will be gatherings near where you live. Get involved. Make it to a demonstration. Say to your community that you want a culture of life. Last week's ruling by Houston Federal District Judge Lee Rosenthal against the HHS mandate has been and is worth a second look for pro-life advocates. She wrote that there is no need for religious beliefs to be firmly established to offer conscientious objection protections, but rather that they need only be sincerely held. And one last news note, the Supreme Court has set March 25th as the date it will hear arguments against the HHS mandate in the case of Hobby Lobby. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.